Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Broadcasting from everywhere. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We've got you surrounded.
Yes.
Yay.
Hooray. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. All right. So Roberta hasn't had a chance so far to discuss what she thought of the Democratic so-called debate.
Oh, I'm sure she loved Bernie.
I thought it was a great debate. It was an actual debate instead of everybody saying, well, I believe in Jesus, and everybody saying, well, my faith is better than your faith, and everybody saying, well, he is an idiot. I mean, at least they discussed issues. At least there was some substantive discussion going on there. That too.
There's a story in Milwaukee today. A gun shop found negligent for selling a pistol to a man who shot two police officers.
Yeah.
The jury awarded the officers $5 million. Officers said personnel at the gun shop were negligent because it was obvious another man actually bought the gun for the shooter.
$6 million, actually.
Who was too young to legally make such a purchase. You think $1 million makes any difference one way or another? Richie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Second case to make it to trial since the passage of the federal law granting broad immunity to gun dealers and manufacturers because there were suits up the wazunga. You know, lawyers will see somebody as vulnerable, and so these people thought that they needed to get protection. How many people think this was the right thing under the circumstances? I'm going to start backwards and come up through the ranks. Kenny, this is an appropriate finding on the part of the court, yes or no?
I don't know all the facts. It sounds like it, and it sounds like this is kind of groundbreaking. The first time that this is really
that's why it's newsworthy.
Certainly at this level.
Right. Richie,
As a
$5 million, $6 million, whatever.
As an owner of a gun shop, you have great responsibility, and you need to take that very seriously.
Yeah. Who would want to do
and
that?
I mean, there's a lot of responsibility there. It's an important job to have and an important store to own, but it's your responsibility to make sure that these guns are being sold to the people who, you know, tell you they're buying them.
Roberta?
Oh, I think it just outlines the need for greater regulation of gun shops and of gun shows and greater need for background checks and greater need for waiting periods. You have to get a waiting period to get married. You don't have a waiting period to buy a gun.
But the rules were already in place. They broke those rules. So
the gun shop,
what are new rules going to do?
All right.
New rules are going to make the penalties a lot more stringent, which is exactly what happened here.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. All right. This is the most interesting story of the day by far for my purposes of trying to get us to think about things that are just crazy in our society. You may have seen the story already at DougSteffen.com about this aunt who sued her 8-year-old nephew. Imagine what's going to happen at the dinner table Thanksgiving Day when everybody's around talking about the Connecticut jury ruling against this woman. Sued this kid, her nephew, after he knocked her to the ground. He hugged her and ran toward her and greeted her forcefully. So the lawsuit
suggested.
He jumped
into her arms, right?
She suffered a fractured left arm. The woman's name is Jennifer Connell. She said she wasn't gunning for her nephew, who's actually her cousin's son. She said it was meant to be a simple homeowner insurance case. But in Connecticut, an individual, not an insurance company, had to be named as the defendant. She said she adores the boy, took him Halloween costume shopping. So is this a case of lawyers be damned? Is that really what this has gotten more attention? There's more social media on this, Kenny, than almost anything else today. Am I right?
There are a lot of people commenting on it, and they're glad that she lost the case.
Well, but when you hear the story, if it was an insurance case, was that inappropriate? I mean, it seems softened by the fact that it was an insurance case and not her suing personally the 8-year-old, even though that's what the law sort of requires, it would appear.
It sounds like she didn't know what she was getting into. Mm-hmm. But I thought this quote was interesting. In her testimony, she said, "I was at a party recently, and it was difficult to hold my hors d'oeuvre plate."
how Connecticut of her.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he was in the air, and I had to catch him, and we tumbled to the ground. Mm-hmm. I remember him shouting, "Aunt Jen, I love you." Mm-hmm. And there he was, flying at me.
Right. Isn't that sweet?
The little monster.
All right. Speaking of monsters, Lamont Odom.
Take everything he's got.
Is unresponsive in the hospital after he loaded up on things that help his enhance his sexuality. Apparently, he took too much. He was married to Khloe Kardashian for a while, and
took too much of what?
Well, he had a lot of
an herbal generic
herbal
supplement.
Enhancers.
Ah.
When he visited the brothel, so it was too tall to be airlifted by helicopter to the hospital. So he was driven by ambulance. I find that the most interesting part.
He was too tall.
He's too tall to get into the helicopter. They couldn't fit him into the helicopter, so they had to bring him by ambulance, so it took longer for him to get to the hospital.
How would you like to be found passed out in a brothel in Pahrump, Nevada?
Mm-hmm. Home of Art Bell, by the way. That's his home. You know that, right?
At the Love Ranch. At the Love Ranch.
Right, exactly. All right. Social media, the focus here. Kenny, I'd like you to bring us up to date on a couple of things. I notice that the Israelis are sort of blaming social media for all the violence. The Palestinians are, three people were killed, I think, yesterday, right? Israeli forces. The reason that the world seems to be upset at the Israelis because the stuff that's been posted seems to suggest that the Israelis are using excessive force. Has anybody seen any of these videos?
Mm-hmm.
I have
no.
Not. No.
No, I haven't.
Maybe it'd be something good for us to check out, Kenny. All right, what other Facebook comments do you have? Can we get beyond the debate? Do you think I'm not being fair to people who took the time to send us a comment?
Well, somebody says you're not being fair.
Really? Yeah.
Josh says you put out some seriously inaccurate information this morning.
Really? What'd I say?
He said the Fox News poll that shows Ben Carson beating Hillary 50-39%, that you said it was people who watch Fox News, and he put in the whole disclaimer from the Fox News poll that it's random.
Right.
Telephone live interviews.
Yeah, random people,
registered voters.
Right.
Yeah, random registered voters who watch Fox News.
No, it says Republican and Democrat.
Okay. So, I don't want to be offensive. I'm not trying to be upsetting for this guy. But do you seriously believe that Fox is fair and balanced? Maybe that's the question.
Do you seriously believe that any news outlet that does a poll is fair and balanced?
Yeah.
NBC,
that's a good question.
New York Times.
That's fair question.
None of them are.
But they don't call themselves fair and balanced, to be fair. So, in this circumstance.
We distort, you decide.
Well, that's going to be your point of view, Roberta, because you can't stand any of the people who are there. I happen to like some of the people who are there.
Two words,
I like
Roberta.
Some of the people who run the place. It's just that they try.
I have friends there. I have friends at Fox News.
They have
And I go,
proven.
How can you be there?
They
four,
have
four
why
words.
Not? It's a good
Brian
job.
Brian Williams,
they pay
Dan
well.
Rather.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
thank you. Yeah.
Of course.
Dan Rather, the movie about Dan Rather, will have the people will have a picnic with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that out. One. That's
but
a good
Brian
one.
Hey, Roberta's got some Queen of Cheap stuff coming up.
Oh, that's right, Kenny, you're right. In just 60 seconds, the Queen of Cheap report on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Feeling dejected? Wash your hands.
According to a new study, it can be emotionally cleansing and help you feel more optimistic after a failure.
Researchers placed participants in two groups and asked them to solve the same impossible task.
After failing, one group washed their hands, the other didn't.
Though both groups felt confident that they could handle the task better a second time, the hand-washing group was significantly more optimistic.
Why? Washing after failure helps you feel better because it gives closure to the situation.
Wash your hands of disappointment by washing your hands. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green. Harrison with you. Many of us still assume that going green means somehow we'll go broke. Quite the opposite. In fact, on a large scale, it can provide the very solution big cities seek, like Cleveland, for example. According to California social justice and environmental activist Van Jones, we could take hundreds of acres of long-vacant, litter-strewn inner-city land in so many of America's cities and actually put it to useful work. Take these massive plots of spray-painted wastelands and suddenly utilize them to grow vast amounts of food. Additionally, the hundreds of currently unemployed people formerly in jails and prisons could be put back to work to not only raise the crops, but distribute them, recycling not only land, but human resources for the benefit of many. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim.
Oh, what a slam by Clyde Drexler!
He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slamajama as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only two seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Hi, let's get to the hard facts, Roberta. What do we have that's available today that'll help people save a lot of money?
Well, if you're having a baby, do you expect a baby? Do you have one now? Are you a grandparent of a baby? Do you know a baby? Do you like baby stuff? Maybe you just
have you ever seen a baby?
Have you seen a baby? Well, we've got some incredible offers, seven free offers for baby stuff. It's just really incredible. They'll give you all this stuff. We have free nursing covers. So if you're nursing your baby, you can cover up and be discreet about it. You have a free printed nursing pillow, a free car seat canopy. So if it's really hot, you kind of just put the canopy over the car seat, keep the baby out of the sun. And also if they're sleeping, a free baby carrier. It's one of those sling things that women have been using since time immemorial. And you carry your baby on your side. We have five free pairs of baby leggings. We have a free belly button band. Those are the bands you put around when you're getting really large at the end of your pregnancy. It kind of helps support you. And free designer. This cracked me up. Designer nursing pads. I mean, really? I mean, I just had them in white. You have to have them in designer. But all of these things are absolutely free. They're worth about $185. Wow. No strings attached. And we have all the information for you on how to get all of these free things. They're from all different companies at the Better Living section, Queen of Cheap, at DougStefan.com. So if you like baby stuff, if you want to collect it, you know what? Go get it. And next time you have to go to a baby shower or, you know somebody who has a baby, give them one of these things. I mean, keep it in your closet. I mean, everybody should have a gift closet.
Having my baby.
To get, buy it cheap and then save it for later on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who sang that song? Quickly.
I'm having a baby.
Paul Anka. Paul Anka.
Is it Paul
Anka?
Richie
gets the prize.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you some Halloween candy, Richie.
Oh, man. I'm answering Paul Anka questions.
There you go. I'm going to send you free baby stuff.
Mr. Musical Elite got the answer to a Paul Anka question, ladies and gentlemen. 21 after on Good Day.